Antony Waste Handling Cell Limited, the first waste management services company in India to float an initial public offering, has extended its issue date and revised the price band as it failed to receive full subscription on the third and final day on Friday. The issue date has been extended by 5 business days to March 16. The price band has been revised to ₹294,300 per share compared with the original band of ₹295,300 apiece. The public offering of 4.82 million shares and excluding the anchor allotment and was covered 50% after receiving bids for nearly 2.41 million shares at the end of Friday, stock exchange data showed. After staying on the sidelines on the first 2 days, qualified institutional buyers, KIBs, jumped into action and bid for nearly 88% of the shares reserved for them. The portion of shares reserved for retail investors was covered 38.25%, while non-institutional investors bid for 25.6% of the shares set aside for them. The timing of Antony Waste and SQO's IPO overlapped with that of the 10,354 crore share sale of SBI Cards and AMP Payment Services Limited, but more importantly by concerns over a slowdown in economic growth on the back of the coronavirus outbreak and the Yes Bank saga that have rattled the stock markets. Antony Waste, which counts US billionaire Paul Singer and SQO's hedge fund Elliott Management Corp as its backer, raised $60.94 crore, $8.32 million, from anchor investors on Tuesday by allotting shares at the lower end of the ₹295,300 price band. It is seeking a valuation of $802.66 crore, $111 million, via the IPO. The company had already trimmed its offering size compared with its earlier proposal when it filed its draft prospectus. The IPO now comprises a fresh issue of shares worth 35 crore against an earlier plan to raise 43.5 crore. In addition, its existing Mauritius-based shareholders will now sell 5.7 million shares against 9.44 million shares proposed earlier. At the upper end of the price band, the IPO size is pegged at 206 crore against the earlier estimates of 300 crore. Leeds, Mauritius, Limited, Tunbridge, Mauritius, Limited, Cambridge, Mauritius, Limited and Guildford, Mauritius, Limited are selling shares in the IPO. These firms are backed by New York-based Elliott Management, which manages about $40 billion in assets. Elliott is the world and SQO's largest activist fund in terms of assets under management. Activist hedge funds are typically geared towards unlocking shareholder value. According to Elliott and SQO's website, the firm employs a multi-strategy trading approach and focuses on investing in distressed securities, equity-oriented deals, hedge/arbitrage, and commodities trading. It also looks at debt, private equity, private credit and real estate-related securities. Equirus Capital is the sole merchant bank mandated to manage and arrange the share sale. Incorporated in January 2001, Antony Waste offers solid waste collection, transportation, and processing and disposal services. Since its inception, the company has undertaken more than 25 projects, of which 14 are ongoing. Municipal corporations in cities and districts such as Mumbai, Navi Mumbai, Thane, Ulhasnagar, North Delhi, Greater Noida and Mangalore are some of the company and SQO's key public clients.